This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Mark Magnuson. A strong Arctic system is expected to settle over much of the United States late this week and into the weekend, creating concerns for livestock producers. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the latest blast of Arctic air could bring some of the coldest temperatures of the winter season.
The one that is coming through late this week should bring down some of our coldest air of the season. By the time we get to next Monday, I'm expecting sub-zero temperatures pretty much everywhere north and west of a line from the northern panhandle of Texas into the Ohio Valley.
He says the extremely cold air from this incoming weather system could negatively affect livestock.
Another agricultural impact from this bitter cold will be impact on livestock. We have seen a very cold January that has gradually increased stress on livestock, especially in the northern and north central United States, where we've seen repeated outbreaks of sub-zero cold. Tough to keep the weight on the animals when it's perpetually cold like this. In areas where we do have some snow, it makes it difficult to get around, hard to keep the water open from freezing. And certainly as week after week goes on in this cold wave, we're now into week two, and it looks like we'll easily drag through at least 3 weeks before we see a break. Livestock, a tough month for them this month of January, and that will certainly increase as we see this big push of cold air.
Rippey also discusses concerns for wheat growers, especially in the northern plains.
Where we have snow cover, not really a concern for winter wheat. Where we have gaps in coverage, that could be a problem. Temperatures should be in the minus 20 or lower range pretty broadly across the northern plains, where we have a variable but mostly shallow snow cover, so also even some concerns there for the winter wheat crop.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.